Welcome to Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Precision and NVIDIA, where innovation meets real-world impact in high-performance computing.
Logan, Reshaping Workflows and NVIDIA GTC 2026, starting to get a little tired. I'm here with Elon of, You got me all nervous.
Plurai.
So Elon's going to tell you all about it. So tell us a little bit, what is your job? What does Plurai do? And then we'll all jump into some questions.
Cool. My name is Elon. I am the CEO and co-founder of Plurai. What we are building the trust layer for AI agents and helping companies that are building AI agents in order to fully automate and test their agents in development and to allow and to protect them in production to ensure that our agents are fully secure, reliable, and they can trust on in production.
Okay. I mean, obviously, agents have become much more popular. We have Clawbot, all types of crazy stuff. So tell me about Plurai. Like, where does it set from a security standpoint, right? Like, is it something that's setting permissions? Is it something that is rooted a little bit more natively, like in your code base? Tell me a little bit more about the nuts and bolts of Plurai.
We are basically the infrastructure layer that after you develop, you have a prototype, you develop your prototype agent. Okay. Now you want to create a test set in order to make sure it's fully tested and how it and to understand exactly how it will perform in production. So where this is the exactly the infrastructure that we're getting in. We built a tailored specifically simulator that allow us to connect to your agent. And once you define like exactly what is the specification of your agent, we are running a full simulation environment, fully test your agent, creating billions of user and persona, each one of them trying to stress test a different aspect of your system, and then provide you a full report. Think about it like a stress test or a pen testing, but not for security, for a quality of the agent. We want to focus and understand that the agent behave as you want him to be. And, okay. And this is the issue that we are tackling.
Okay, so it's really like agent modeling in a sense, like, or simulation. I guess a good question to start with is I haven't heard of, well, Plurai before, but also no one really stress tests their agent, right? Like at the end of the day, I haven't heard that, right? So do you have any stats or figures around someone who's maybe worked with you? You don't have to share company names or anything proprietary, but like where you've seen examples where someone launched an agent in production and then realized it went completely haywire, like where once they worked with you, they were able to show like, oh my gosh, this is why this shouldn't have been launched.
Yeah, so this is actually also what we are showing in the demo. One of the financial institutions that has an agent for fraud prevention and detection, they had, before they use us, they have only 50 examples of scams and social engineering attacks. They didn't have enough trust to release the agent to production. They worked on it like for at least 1 year, how to fully test their agent, but they didn't have enough trust to test their agent. Once they moved to work with Plurai, automatically, with the click of the button, we automated all the testing process, provide them full visibility, and now they are on production. And there are many other use cases we are working, like we, in this sense, we are not domain specific, so we are working also with one of the major security companies, and also for them, like, they saw the pain, like, they tried to release something and immediately rolled back their solution, and we see it all, like, all the time, like, it depends, but it really depends on your domain and your agent. If the cost of error is really high for your domain, you must stress test your agent and you must protect it in production. And for that, you need the simulation.
So another follow-up question is, so I get the stress testing. I get like the validation you want to avoid whose nations and stuff like that. But let's say someone runs a Plurai test, right, where it's ran through on the agent. Does it give the corrective steps that need to be adjusted for it to then be validated and to be able to be recommended to put in production? Or is it more just saying, hey, this thing is ultimately failed?
So this is a great question.
I know it is.
Because we are not only providing testing and recommendation what need to be fixed, we are also creating auto fixes. What we are doing, since we're generating all the failure points and understand exactly what went wrong, we are training small language models, which are guardrails, in order to protect you against these failure points exactly in production. So we are detecting, auto-protecting you, and once you are in production, we are continuously monitoring the agent behavior, and for every edge case that we find, we feed it back into the simulator, generating better test data, better guardrails, so you can think about it as a continuous learning
That was going to be my next question about the continuous learning, but you beat me too. No, actually, no, you don't have to be sorry. No, this was not
about it.
Yeah, well, I'll ask you. So, even though we covered it, but like, so you've got the fixes, which proactive, which is amazing because a lot of things don't have that. But let's say you have a long-running agent that's been running for a year, right? Like, how does Pluralite set in there to have the continuous fixes, or does it continue optimized? Because every day AI changes a little bit, right? Someone might use the agent a little bit differently. How do you constantly protect the agent from failing if it is in production?
So this is a good thing. Agent, as opposed to a traditional software, they are always changing. Like also the software itself, like all the agent, all the components of the agent, and both the data. There is a lot of data drift. You're adding more documents. Everything is continuously changing. This is the reason why the simulation is continuously running on your system. So in production, we're continuously monitoring the data, feed it back to the simulator, trying to stress test the new version that you have, the new data sources that you added, and add a new and updated protection. So it's not like a one guardrail, one monitoring. Everything is continuously updated. And this is also, we are coming from the autonomous driving space. In the previous role, we worked like with companies like Waymo, help them with the self-driving system. It's the same cycle. Monitor, protect, and then continuously improve. Without that, agent will be static and roll back.
I love this. One of the most interesting companies I think I talked to. I really like it. So Elon, with Pluralite, tell everyone website where they can find you if they're interested in learning more.
So the website is easy, pluralite.ai. We also have a lot of research paper and open source you can read about more on that. And you can find me also on the social and Ilan Kadar, and I'm the CEO co-founder. And go to our website, pluralite.ai, find our product, reach us out if you want to book a demo, if you want to start testing and making sure your agent are production ready. Come to us.
I love it. So you heard it here. Pluralite is here for your agents, AI. Yeah, I think.
Make them trusted.
Make it trusted. They trust it and improve and continuously getting better. So with that, Logan, GTC 2026. I'll see you in the next one.
This podcast was produced in partnership with Amaze Media Lab.